Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 9th. Today's word is transmogrify, spelled T-R-A-N-S-M-O-G-R-I-F-Y. Transmogrify is a verb that means to change or alter greatly, and often with grotesque or humorous effect. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Boston Globe by Colin Nickerson. He was present in 1917 when communists shot their way to power and Imperial Russia transmogrified into the Soviet Union. We know that the prefix trans means across or beyond and appears in many words that evoke change, such as transform and transpire, but we don't know the exact origins of the word transmogrify. The 17th century dramatist, novelist, and poet Aphra Behn, who is regarded as England's first female professional writer, was an early adopter of the word. In her 1671 comic play, The Amorous Prince, Behn wrote, "I would love would transmogrify me to a maid now." A century later, Scottish poet Robert Burns plied the word again in verse, aptly capturing the grotesque and sometimes humorous effect of transmogrification with these words, "See social life and glee sit down, all joyous and unthinking, till, quite transmogrified, they're grown debauchery and drinking." With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.